just getting smaller and smaller.
All right, we didn't do two key things, which is score the ball and rebound. If you don't do those things, it's going to be a tough night. And we never got into our style of play. Them rebounding the ball, getting second chance shots and out rebounds like that, it hurts you. So the combination of the two really hurt us. Missing shots and not getting rebounds. Questions?
Even when you would look like you're trying to get, cut into that lead a little bit, miss a layup or miss a pass or something like that.
We would miss a layup or turn the ball over. They would hit a three. Or you get some free throws. Again, we slow down again. So, combination.
And then you actually, something go your way with Lisa getting three quick fouls in that third quarter. So you guys get to the single digits. She's got to sit down for a while. She's got five fouls. But you kind of couldn't really take advantage of that.
No, and really, it probably wasn't to our favor anyway. She got to sit down and get some rest. So, you look at it two ways. But, the good thing about basketball, tomorrow's a different day. And we'll be ready tomorrow. We'll be ready.
What kept you from getting your game, Coach? Were you doing something in
particular? No, just them missing their shots, getting their rebounds, going to the free throw line, and then we just didn't hit shots. Sometimes you don't hit shots.
At Wednesday in L.A., you were getting a lot of wide-open looks from outside. Didn't seem to be there for that year.
We probably were coming down a little bit too fast on the half-court sets, not the full-court sets, the half-court sets. We weren't being patient enough waiting for the picks and waiting for things. We were rushing it. And, it happens sometimes. Just not in the right flow. It's just a bad game. It's a bad game.
Coach, talk about the start of the game. It seemed like, just looking at the numbers here, that's really where
this
game turned out in the first 5 minutes.
They came out, hit a couple of shots, and were scoring down low. Easy shots, in the paint. Not necessarily turnovers for us, but just not getting. They would miss a shot, play pretty good initial defense, and then they would put the ball back up, another rebound, put it back up. It's really, it's a tight thing when we're missing and they're making two-footers, free throws. They miss a shot, get the rebound again, put it back up. It hurts our flow of the game. It hurts our push, our pace. So tonight we just didn't have it.
You think the intensity, energy, desperation level was equal?
I don't know. Our style, we play hard all the time. And they hit a couple of shots. They hit some shots. And then when we made a run, they hit some shots. It happens.
What are the advantages to playing back-to-back?
I would hope that would be our advantage. We're at home. Forget the back-to-back. We're at home. Up-tempo style. I know we'll run tomorrow.
Will fatigue be a concern?
Not for us. That's what we do. That's what we do. I can only speak for us. I don't know about his team. But I know we'll be ready. We'll be running tomorrow.
What's the biggest adjustment you need to make for game 3 to make sure it's different
next time? We got to box out and don't give him second chance. Those second chance points really kill you. When you're making a stop, you get a good defensive stop, they get the ball again, go back up, and it's an and one. Or it's a free throw for him, free throws. It really slows everything down.
Any more questions for Corey?
How much of that is due to their size advantage versus what you can do to it?
They've had that size advantage in the previous games, too. You have to push your will onto them and make them go faster. We have to go faster. One of those things, you just got to force your will onto the other team. Good.